But Gemara v'yakati tzuras lino. Even so, it's only tzrayrei. And Rashi says v'yein kaif v'kosin elu v'negicha. They had the goof of mamish. But here, look, where the shore knocked down the wall. That was his kayach. And now the wall goes and kills the person. So how could you say, Shmuel says, Yechayev Kaifa, it's only Tzmurais, it's not Gufa, it should be part of from Kaifa. Omer Rav Mori B'Reid Rav Kana, to cause them an eminate. No, not the pshat that he just moved the wall and the wall fell down now by itself, but the whole time the shore is like pushing the wall. Rashi the Gosel Kaisel, Minay Minay, I day the Rivosai, the Gagulai, Kol Shor, that the shore is always there pushing the wall, as Shemaphil love until it falls on the person. Or me, you're in the Miskavil Hori. There's only saying a Svari, then that's Kavanah to kill the man. But it's not called Kaifa, it's called Gufai. Therefore, it's called Gufai, therefore, Yechayiv a Kaifa. That's Shmuel's halakha. The Moratani Kabasa Shmuel, bring a proof now to Shmuel. Or Tufu the Rav and Akashan Rav. It says, Yesh Chayiv be Misa the Kaifa. The case Yechayiv Misa and Kaifa. The Yesh Chayiv be Kaifa, Potom a Misa. To see clearly, it's Shayiv to be Chayiv Kaifa, even though it's Shar's Potom a Misa. V'yesh chayiv misa potem in a kaifa. V'yesh potem mizeh mizeh. Hakeitzad, mu'id v'kavon, if you have a marshah ha-mu'id to kill somebody with kavon ha-chayiv, v'misa v'kaifa, the shor is chayiv, misa is chayiv to pay kaifa. Mu'id shle v'kavon ha-chayiv, v'kaifa potem misa, the chloride to Shmuel. Tam v'kavon ha-chayiv, misa potem in kaifa. Tam shle v'kavon ha-potem mizeh mizeh. V'yana zokin shle v'kavon ha-chayiv, does damage without kavon ha-chayiv. We have Yudim ha-chayiv, still the Baal HaShor has to pay. We have Shimon Poitah. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, Yalef mi kaifa, ma kaifa shlo be kavona, chayiv afani zokinam shlo be kavona is chayiv. Reb Shimon Yalef mi kotle de shor. No, just like when a shor kills somebody, ma kotle shlo be kavona potter. The shor kills somebody without intention to potter from Esau, afani zokin shlo be kavona potter. Who didn't have a shor, he does damage to somebody without intention is also potter. Fear the Marv of Yehuda, now we'll be kotle. Learn now from kotle better. He says, no, don't tashlum and tashlumim. I rather learn now payment from payment. Kaifa is a payment and nizok is a payment. We ain't don't tashlumim and misa. I don't want to learn now payment from a misa. Fear the Shimon now and Elif me kaifa. Again, no, don't chiyuva the shore, chiyuva the shore. Lafuke kaifa the chiyuva the bailamu. And rather learn now chiyuvim on the shore. A chiyuv misa the chiyuv to the shore. A chiyuv tashlumim mashma the chiyuv on the shore to pay the tashlumim. Just the kaifa, that's called the chiyuv on the bailam. That's called the kapora for the bailam. But understand, when the shor does damage, that's called mash mechiv upon the shor to pay the damage. That's called the chi of the gufa. All right, we'll stop here. You hold enough mem dalal on the base, in the middle by the two dots. That the Mishnah says niskavin lahoreges abehema vahoreges odem potam. If a behemoth had in mind to kill one animal, and then it killed a man instead, so the shor was potter from skila. Yes. So Mar says the diak ho niskavin lahoregezeh for horegezeh chayiv for a smash. If you had kabbana to kill one man, and then you killed another man, then the shor is chayiv misa. So if so, the Gemara says masnisin the like Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah, if so, is not like Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Shimon says, "Afilo niskave lahoregezer, for horegezer potter." Shimon says that afilo you had kavanah to kill one person, and by mistake you kill another person, you also potter from Isa. It's talking about by a man, but our Mishnah holds the same way. If a man kills and is not chayiv misa, the same thing the shor also is not chayiv misa. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if you mechaven for one person, and by mistake you kill somebody else, you potter from Islam, the same thing should be by Yeshur. And our Mishnah is not like that. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. Verse says, my time is Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Hashor Yisokel the Gamba Olav Yumas. It says about that if the Yeshur kills somebody, we have to kill the Yeshur. And it says also, the Gamba Olav Yumas, the owner should also like die. Even though we know it doesn't mean he should die, it just means the owner has to pay kaifa. But we darshin kemisas bailim kach misas hashor. That the same way when the bailim, if a man kills somebody else, he's chayiv misa, in that same way is a shor also chayiv misa. That means what? Ma bailim adim mechavin lei, just like by a man, he's only chayiv misa. If he has kabbana to kill that person, if he has kabbana to kill one and he kills somebody else, it's potter from misa. Is af shor nam with the same way for shor? Ad the mechavin lay until the shor has kavanah to kill that person. if he has kavanah to kill a different person, and by mistake he kills somebody else, he is potter from Misa. This is Rabbi Shimon Shrita. Rabbi Gemara says, "Ubaylan gufayi minolan." How does Rabbi Shimon know to say this? That a person himself, even though a person has kavanah to kill one person, but if he kills somebody else, he's potter, because he dashes the Yom HaKro. The pasuk says, "Ve'orav loy ve'kam olov." This is if you go to kill somebody, it says you ambush him and you go against him. So we dashen atche yiskavin loy, until you have kavanah to him directly. That's when the Torah says yichayiv misa. But if you don't have kavanah to kill him, you have kavanah to kill somebody else, then you're potter from misa. Fred Gemara of Rabbonin, hi the orav loy my avdilei. The Rabbonin, like the pshat from Al Mishnah, that Al Mishnah says, when is a shor potter? Only if it had kavanah to kill one animal and then it killed a man. But mashma, if it had kavanah to kill one man and by mistake it kills another man, the shor is chayiv misa. Because Al Mishnah goes like the Rabbonin Shita, that even by an Adam, he'll also be chayiv misa. So where's the question? If so, according to the Rabbonin, what do they do with this pasuk v'yor of loy? So Gemara says, Amri, the Vei Rebbe Yanai, they darshan it like this. For the klal of kavua, that prat lezorek evin legoy, in the case of a person throws a stone into a goy, a bunch of people, and it kills one of the people, that in such a case you're potter from Isa. That's what the pasuk is talking about. But if you have kavanah to kill one person, even though by mistake you kill somebody else, the rabbanan holds still yichayiv misa, because you had kavanah to kill and you did kill, yichayiv misa. The tour of the pasuk is when you throw your stone into a guy, an assembly of people. Now the Gemara says, Hechidomi, what are we talking about? How is the case that you need a pasuk to say that you're potter from Isa? Elaim, if you want to tell me the Iko Tisha Kananim, the Yechud Yisrael Benayim, that this assembly of people, there were 9 goyim there, and 1 Jew, and you throw the stone there, and you killed one of them, that we say you're potter. So Gemara says, what do I need a pasuk for? Technically, the Ruba Kananim Ninu. Of course you're potter. Because you had kavanah to kill, like, most probably one of the rive. Since 9 of them are goyim, it's like you had kavanah to kill a guy. If you had kavanah to kill a guy, you're potter. So Zoy Pshita, you're potter from Isa. I don't need a pasuk in this case. Inami or else even Palga. Even if you want to tell me there were 5 Jews and 5 goyim. Also, it would be a Svara, Sofik Nefoshet Lohokil. That if you have a doubt, if you had kavanah to kill him or the other one, that we would go lukulu, we would not kill you. So even without a pasuk, I would know in such a case that you're potter from Isa. So leitzricha, where do I need the pasuk? Leitzricha diikah tishri Yisraelim. I need the pasuk where I have 9 Yisraelim. The yechod kanani and 1 kanani, 1 guy there. That's the case. There were 9 Jews and 1 guy there. And now you threw a stone there and you killed one of them. The Yaf Agav the Ruby Yisraelim Ninu, even though the majority of them are Jews, so maybe I would have thought to say, it's like you have kavanah to kill a Jew, and then if you kill the Jew, you should be chayiv misa. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is no. Kivon diikacha the Kanani benayu, since there's one guy amongst them, Hevelei Kavua. This is the klal of Kavua, he's stationary. So in the case where he's Kavua, where he's stationary, staying still, and you go to them, then the klal is v'chol kavua kamachta machta dami. Every time it's a kavua, it's stationary, it always remains a total suffix, a total doubt. So therefore it's a suffix of yochayiv misa not, and therefore the klal is v'sofik nefashis lahokil. If we have a doubt of yochayiv misa or not, we always go lukula. We can't kill you unless we know vada yavachayiv misa. So that's what the rabbanan do with this pasuk of v'orav loy v'komalov. That you only chayiv misa like if you had kavanah to kill a Jew, and not in a case where one of them was a guy, and it was kavua between them. So this is the case, so I know the klal that kol kavua kamach samach tadami. Now the Mishnah says, shor ho isha, or shor that's owned by a lady, or else for shor ha yisaymin, a shor that's owned by yisaymin orphans, or else shor ho apotropis, the same thing really belongs to yisaymin, just here there's a guardian taking care. Or el shor ha midbar, which means a hefka, a shor belonging to the wilderness, that's hefka, and there's no owner. Or el shor ha hegdish, shor that belongs to hegdish. Or el shor ha ger shemeis, a shor that belonged to a ger, that now the ger died, and the ain lo yorshin, he has no yorshin, So the Chur right now, the Shor is also like a Shor HaMidbar, it's like Hefka. The Lachar is, Harei Elu Chayav Misa. If any one of these Shvarim kill the man, so the Shor is still Chayav Misa. Even though there's no Bailim, still the Shor is Chayav Misa. We have Yehuda, and Yehuda says no. Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaHegdish, and Shor HaGer Shemes, in these last three cases, where there's no owner to them, are Shor that belongs to Hefka, or else a Shor that belongs to Hegdish, there's no real owner, or else a Shor of a Ger that died. So if you know, if this Shor kills a man, Peturim in Amisa. Lefi Shein Lehem Bailim, we don't have a Bailim, and therefore we can't give a Chi of Misa upon the Shor. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. So it must sound like this. Tana Rabbani, look at the price like this. The Pasuk Shor, Shor, Shiva. It says seven times in the Pasha of a Shor killing a man, it says the word Shor. It says it seven times. So why does it say it seven times for? Lahovi to include all these cases of the Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama. That Shor HaIsha, Shor HaYisoymin, Shor HaPetropis, Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaHegdish, Shor HaGer Shemes, Vein LaYoshim. That if any one of these seven Shors kills a man, the Maisa is a Tzchayiv Misa. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaHegdish, Shor HaGer Shemes, Vein LaYoshim. These three cases, since there's no owner here, the lachar is if the Shor kills a man, Peturim in Amisa. Bezdin does not go and kill the Shor. Why? Lefi Shein Lehem Bailim. Because there's no Bailim to the Shor. There's no owner for the Shor. Omer Rav Huna says that Poiter Hoyer Rav Yehuda Afilu Nogach Ulefsayf Higdish. Should Rav Yehuda hold that even at the time when the Shor killed somebody, there was an owner to the Shor. But after the Shor killed, then the owner was Makdish Shor. We don't kill the Shor. Or else, Nogach will say Hifka. Let's say after your Shor kills somebody, now the owner of the Shor is Masker, makes the Shor Hefka. Also, it's Potter from Misa. Mimai, what's the proof? Midiktoni Tarti, like what does our mission have to say in these two cases? Of Shor HaMidbar, v'Shor HaGer Shemes, v'Ein Lo Yorshin. Of course, the same thing. Of Shor HaMidbar means it has no owner, it's Hefka. And the Shor that belonged to a Ger and the Ger died, it has no Yorshin, it's also Hefka. So what do I have to say it two times for? The Mar says, Shor HaGer Shemes, mind you, Techivan Vein Lo Yorshin, Vein Lo Shor Hefka. Says so, Hainu Shor HaMidbar, Hainu Shor HaGer Shemes, Vein Lo Yorshin. Of course, the exact same case. The case is that the Shor has no owner to it. So why does the Mishnah say it in two cases for? Elalav, isn't it? Elalav, Hokam Ashmalon. This is what it's coming to teach us. The Afilo Nogach, Ulusayf Higdish, even in the case that it was Nogach, and then it did, and then it was Yomakdashit, or else Nogach Ulev Saif Hifkar, that still the Shor was Potter from Misa. Even though at the time when the Shor killed, there was an owner to it, but as long as before they went to Bezdin, that the owner was already Maskerit or was Maktishit, you Potter, that's why it says two cases. The extra cases like teach us this Yiddish. The Mara says, Tanya Nam Yochim, we learn like this also, that yes, there are Kainam Rav Yehuda, even a bigger Yiddish, Rav Yehuda comes to teach us. Now what? Afilu Nogach L'Saif Higdish. Even in the case where the Shor was Nogach, and then the owner was Makdashit, or else Nogach L'Saif Hifka. That first Reuven owned his Shor, and then after his Shor killed the man, then Reuven was Masker Shor, still Pata. Still you should know, now Bezdin will not go to kill the Shor. Shedema, because the Pasuk says, for who are the Bibola of the Hamas? It says what? That you have to say Edis to the Bailim, and then we kill the Shor. So we dash and arch it to him, Nisa, v'hamode v'din shavim kiechon. Until the Shas, the Shor killed the man. And at the time when we went to Bezdin, it has to be Bebolov, with the same owner. There has to be one owner to it, the same owner. For the Gemara, who Gemara din laivina, and you don't have to have the Gemara din, here it's Mashma as long as it belongs to an owner, v'shas they went to Bezdin. But Mashma, you don't need the Gemara din. But tomorrow, for Ashur Yisokil, Gemar Dinu. The Pasuk says that Ashur Yisokil, Mashma, even Bashas Kilom, there has to be an owner to it. Ella rather say like this, Ella Emo, Achetahe Misa, Feha Moda Vidin, O Gemar Din Shavim Kiechot, Enechanami. You have to have one owner over here from the time when the Shah did the damage until the time Bezdin wants to give the Gemar Din, Bezdin wants to pass in the Chi of Misa. So that's the Mishnah. Shor shu yoytzei lisokel, or Shor that killed a man, and now Bezdin Paskin, it has to have skila, and they're taking out the shore now to stone it. The Hegdish Shai Bolev, and now the Bailam wake up and wants to be Makdish it. It's not called Hegdish. The Posh you learn, since it's Osabahan already, it doesn't belong to you. So therefore you can't be Makdish it anymore. What about Shochatu? Let's say now the owner goes to make a Shechitah on it. The Sarwa Yosa, still the boss with us, it's already Osabahan. What about the Yimad Shalah Nigma Dinoi? Let's say though, but before Bezdin gave the Psa, gave the Gemara did to say it's Chayiv Misa, before that, even though your shore already killed a man, but before Bezdin gave his Gemara Din, Hegdisha Vol of Muktash. If the owner went fast to be Maktashit, the Hegdish is Chal. The Yimshachatu, the Sore Mutta. And if the owner goes and shechs the meat and eats it, it's Mutta Vachil, you'll not eat it. That's one halacha. Then the Mishnah says, Mosroi Lishoy Mechinam, or Lishoyel, Lenoisei Sochel Rasoichem. This is the parasha for owner gives over his shore to one of the four shomrim to watch, whether it's a shor mechina for free, or a shoyel, a person's borrowing it, or the noisei sochel soicha, when he gets paid or he rents it, he pays you. Halacha is nichnasu tachas habaylim. These shomrim now take over the same place that the owner has. And therefore the halacha is that a muid is meshalim nezik sholem, and vitam meshalim chatzin nezik. They have the same halacha, that if the shore is only a tam, it pays chatzin nezek with Karen. And if, when it becomes a mu'ud by the Beis HaShemer, then the Shemer has to pay nezek shom. So Mar says, Tana Rabbanim, look at the price like this. Shor Shehemis, a shore that killed a man. So it depends. Achaloi nigma dinoi, before Bezdin gave a psak, dinrat chayiv misom, mochroi,